USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After new court filings from the Durham report, John Ratcliffe, former director of national intelligence, said on Fox News that he believes there was a criminal conspiracy by Hillary Clinton's campaign to spy on former President Donald Trump.
John Brennan's notes talked about Hillary Clinton campaign advisors. Obviously, the pleadings talk about Hillary Clinton campaign lawyers. Now you're talking about consultants. So I think this pleading alleges or alludes to a conspiracy, meaning two or more people in furtherance of a crime.
With three indictments so far in the interview, Ratcliffe said he is expecting many more to come. Another Democrat, Representative Kathleen Rice of New York, has announced she will retire from Congress at the end of her term, making her the 30th House Democrat to decide not to run for re-election in 2022. Democrats hold a slim majority in the House, and Republicans are growing increasingly confident they will win control of the chamber in November. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. The White House announced a new task force to promote the construction use of materials with lower life cycle emissions as it works to speed U.S. government purchases of greener products. The move comes after President Joe Biden said that the government, which buys goods and services worth more than $650 billion each year, will cut emissions by 65% by 2030. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase. But you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Germany and Russia are meeting today to try to avoid a Russian invasion of Ukraine. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Moscow today to meet with President Vladimir Putin in a high-stakes mission to avert war, saying he will send home the message from the West that they are open to dialogue about Russia's security concerns. Wolfgang Eisinger from Munich Security Conference on DW News is not quite so optimistic.
I wish I could be confident to say that next weekend we will be talking about negotiations on arms control, de-escalation mechanisms, etc. But I am as deeply worried as so many decision makers and analysts are.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Seven more states have dropped business mask mandates in the last week. Of those states, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Nevada, New York, and Rhode Island. All but Nevada still require masks in schools. These changes come despite the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's continuing recommendation that masks be used indoors for most of the country. Only five states still have any restrictions in place, and of those states, several have announced plans to lift them by the beginning of March. COVID cases continued to decline across most states, and the nationwide average declined to about 157,000, with about 2,000 reported deaths per day for the last 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News.